Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But I want to tell you honestly, Tiki, that over the years of the Jets and the Mets and any team I root for hiring a new coach or manager, I usually have what I like to call is tepid optimism.
Okay.
Like when they hired Robert Saleh a few years ago, I said, yeah, there's a hope for a new beginning, but I wasn't really sure. So it's optimism, but it's tepid. It's the, we'll see. I don't know what it is. I'm not exactly sure. I've been trying to pinpoint it over the last 24 hours. I am irrationally giddy about this hire. Aaron Glenn feels like the guy we've been waiting for.
Hmm.
And I am not one to just turn the mic on and say, yay, we're the Mets. We're going to win. Yay, we're the Jets. Usually, even if I'm optimism, there's that strain of, we'll see. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's some Jet fans being so negative, some people around here being so negative. I don't know if it's that I liked him as a player.
Mm.
I don't know if it's the clips I see of him. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But there's something about Aaron Glenn that is making me truly, honestly believe we have finally gotten the culture changer that the Jet fan has waited for decades.
I would guess it's a combination of a lot of those things, but primarily it's familiarity. You feel like you know, well, you do know Aaron Glenn. I was going to say you feel like you know him because he's been here and he was a player here, but that was as a player, not as a coach. But it still makes you feel like you know him and you know what he's about and you know what he's going to care about. And just based on how his career went, you can extrapolate in some ways what he's going to be like as a coach. And then you throw in the fact that you've heard some of his comments and I don't know, imploring to his team, and you're like, all right, that aligns with what I already think. And so it just feels right because you know him already, I would guess. Now, secondly, I didn't realize this until they were breaking down, I forgot what article I was reading, where he's been. He got coached under Bill Parcells, right? And Herm, mm-hmm. We talked about his time as a player. But then as a coach, it's been a lot of successful coaches, including Sean Payton,
right,
and now Dan Campbell, and just the talent that he's been around with some of these staffs that he's been on. And you get influenced by that. And I was trying to think about this. Like, if I became a coach, what kind of coach would I be? Like, what would I draw upon? And obviously, I would draw upon one of the most successful coaches that coached me, and that was Tom Coughlin.
Right.
And now, I wouldn't be as hard, and you got to get there 5 minutes early, but I probably would have a level of accountability that meant taking your job seriously. And if you didn't take your job seriously, based on whatever metrics I decided to come up with, there would be a consequence,
right,
whether a fine or whatever it is. And so that's because that's how Tom Coughlin coached me. I would also be, you guys have to be accountable for the X's and O's. Like you can't mess it up. And that's just me being me. Like I wanted to be the smartest player that I could be on the field. Like I wanted to know more than the guy I was going against. And so I would expect all of my players to be the same way.
Right.
And so I think Aaron Glenn has his own personal quirks that are to him, But you add those into all of those people that have influenced him over his years, and it's a lot of success that comes with him.
No doubt. And you mentioned it. He's learned from some of the best. Yep. I mean, Bill Parcells coached him, and Bill Parcells could not wait. Bill right now is not active. He's not around all the time speaking into microphones. Bill Parcells yesterday could not wait to say positive things about Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
That means something. He doesn't have to do it. I mean, Bill could say, yeah, I barely remember him. He was pretty good. I liked him on Dallas right. and the Jets. I don't know.
Yeah, Bill's 83 now.
Right.
He's happily retired and chilling.
Yes, and he wants Aaron Glenn to be successful and believes he will be successful. Now, that's not an automatic, obviously, but it's a nice positive sign. Sean Payton, who's done a tremendous job in his career and has certainly done it transitioning over to Denver, had Aaron Glenn on his staff for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Aaron Glenn got to learn from Sean Payton. He's now been on Dan Campbell's staff for 4 years. And the Dan Campbell one, believe it or not, excites me the most.
Because of the energy?
No, it's not even that. It's not even his personality. Here's why. Because the real reason deep down, and I think I could give you like 9 reasons, but I think one of the reasons I'm really excited about Aaron Glenn and I think this is going to work is because Dan Campbell's worked. Because the former player with no experience,
yeah.
with a staff that doesn't even have a lot of experience, changed the culture of an organization within a year. And Aaron Glenn lived it, and he breathed it, and he saw it. He did. He was there the entire time.
Yeah.
So he looks at Dan Campbell and says, well, that's another head coach who had no experience, a former player, who walked into one of the worst situations in football. One of the worst. We think about the Jets, we look at ourselves in the mirror and say, we're pathetic, we're sad, we're disgusting. What the hell with the Lions? And Aaron Glenn was on the bottom floor watching that turn around.
He also watched Dan Campbell make some tough decisions that first year. Let's not forget Anthony Lynn. Before Ben Johnson, it was Anthony Lynn.
Yep.
And he took the play calling away from Anthony Lynn. And then I think he did it himself. I think he called the plays himself. And so that was his first year.
Right.
And he basically fired his offensive coordinator in his first year. Why? Because it wasn't working.
Right.
And so sometimes it just feels easier to just wait. We'll kick this can down the road. But I think one of the things you learned, if you're Aaron Glenn from Dan Campbell, is if you know it's not working, don't wait.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Anthony Lynn, and I don't mean to pick on Anthony Lynn, but he's very, very important in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because Anthony Lynn was on the staff with Dan Campbell his first year in Detroit, and the perk of Lynn was that he was a former head coach.
Right.
So he brought that experience. Yippity-doo-dah. What the hell did that do in year one?
Nothing.
The Lions had one of the worst offenses in football, and to your point, Dan Campbell took play calling away and promoted the following year the tight ends coach by the name of Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson turns the Lion offense from 28th in the NFL to 5th in the NFL, and a few years later, after the Lions are successful, Ben Johnson leaves. And the reason I bring that up is now that Aaron Glenn is here, and we'll get into the GM stuff in just a few minutes, it's about building a staff.
Right.
And I've thought about this. I don't want someone who has head coaching experience for the sake of it. You know what I want on offense? I'm talking specifically about offense. I want the next Ben Johnson. That's what I want.
Yeah, it's hard to identify those guys. There's plenty of names that are getting thrown around now. Clint Kubiak has been one of those names because of the success he had at least early in the season last year in New Orleans. It kind of got off the rails, as we all know, down there, and they fired their head coach. But it's hard to identify that person.
Well, that's the tough part. But right. You know what? For years, that's one thing and one conversation we haven't had around here.
Mm.
The conversation of losing a coordinator because they're so good.
Yeah.
Losing a coordinator because that guy did so much. So look, I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert on Nick Cally, but I'm intrigued by Nick Cally because Nick Cally's never called plays. He's not an offensive coordinator yet, but he works for Sean.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site. packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On McVay, and maybe Nick Callie, given the opportunity, is my Ben Johnson, is our Ben Johnson. And that's the truth, because I know we're going to talk about experience, and that's usually the big argument that's used against this hire. I've heard it from some of my fellow hosts. I've heard it from a lot of callers. You need experience, experience, experience. Experience is good, but that's not the end all be all. You need innovators. You need success.
Yeah.
Detroit is our model. They are our model. Well, they put a guy on their offensive staff with experience, and he was gone within a year. And then they found their guy in Ben Johnson. So I know I go out on a limb and say Nick Callie's our Ben Johnson, because I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
But the signs are there, and that's what I want.
Nick Callie is the current tight ends coach / pass game coordinator for the Rams.
And guess what? That was Ben Johnson's title before he got promoted.
Hmm.
He was the tight ends coach for the Detroit Lions. So what I'm envisioning right now, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually believe all this is going to happen too, which I never feel. We need to find our next great offensive innovator who 3 years from now gets the head coaching job for some loser franchise that's desperate to turn their team around. I'll leave that team blank. It could be anybody. The Giants. But that's what we need. And for whatever reason, and I promise you, I didn't say this about Robert Saleh. I had guarded optimism. I didn't say it about Todd Bowles. I had guarded optimism. Same thing with Rex. Adam Gase, I just wanted to stop watching football. I was so negative. But with Aaron Glenn, and maybe it's the hype video. The Jets put out a hype video yesterday. I showed it to my wife 3 times. And she's like, okay, the first 2 times were cool, but what are you doing here?
Right.
And I said, I love this man. I think this is the man that changes everything.
Yeah, the only thing, as I said yesterday, and I'll keep saying until they get one or get it figured out, you need the quarterback also.
You do. Now, here's the other thing, and this is how I know I've been so enamored by Glenn, like he's almost got this magic wand on my head. The fact that they haven't hired a general manager, which is pretty important, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't even bother me. I'm not annoyed about the fact that today they're interviewing Darren Moogie, who I honestly want to get the job just so Loogie could have a Moogie. Like, I don't know much about Darren Moogie other than he's an assistant in Denver, and I hope he's the next great GM. And the truth is, other than the research we all do over the next few days, we don't know much about any of these guys. But I don't know, like Moogie and Loogie, it just feels like it would work.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.